What's up, CSP fam? This video podcast is where we will discuss video and graphic ideas that help you approach marketing by using storytelling. All this we try to do in 5 minutes or less. So with some time elapsed already, let's dive in. I'm a dad. I'm a full Midwestern dad who loves telling dad jokes. You know the ones that make you groan because they're so dry and terrible? I'm the dad that responds to his kids when they say, "Dad, I'm hungry." I say, "Hi, hungry. I'm dad." It's kind of a rite that is passed down from our dads before us. But there's one question that my kids will ask that I will always be obliged to answer. And that is, "Dad, do you want to hear a joke?" My answer will always be yes. Even though my kids are still working on their humor, there's something behind the question that makes my heart warm as a father. That is, they are wanting to invoke an emotion of laughter with me, to share joy with me. Even if most of their jokes end with some sort of potty talk or body function, I mean, they're 4 and 6 after all. But the intention of their question remains the same. To convey like-mindedness in something to share that we both find funny and can experience together. It might be silly, but it's impactful. As silly as it may seem, they want to connect with their dad on an emotional level. And we can learn a lot from kids. They can teach us a lot about story-based marketing because the questions we need to ask in our own efforts are for the same reason they ask their question. To connect emotionally with our audience. Last week, we introduced the idea of story-based marketing. We went over the pyramid of story-based marketing. If you missed it, check out the link in the description below. This week, we're gonna talk about the 3 questions we need to ask when crafting our story-based message that will help us find the emotion, the belief, the expectations, and the action section of the story-based pyramid. These questions are like the dividers between the pyramid sections that help inform each section what it needs to be so we can craft our story. The questions we need to ask are, what do we want people to feel? What do we want them to know? And what do we want them to do? Or if you want an easy way to remember, just remember, feel, know, do. Today we're going to discuss the importance of the first question, what do we want people to feel? This is the basis of all story-based marketing. Here's why getting our audience to feel something is important. When we feel something as a group of people, whether we think it's funny, sad, compelling, whatever it is, it binds us together. For instance, when we hear a joke that we think is funny, we laugh. That laugh points to the idea that we believe that the joke is funny, and we are sharing a common experience with the joke teller. We are saying in our subconscious that we agree. This is good and puts us all in a common experience together. Now that common experience, it's important. If you establish that common experience, make your audience feel something, it points to a belief that we all have. That underlying belief in the joke example is that we all know it's funny. You see, the joke just set us up for the expectation portion of the pyramid of story-based marketing. If we believe a joke is funny, we have the expectation that we'll laugh. But let's not get ahead of ourselves here. We need to stay focused on the one question. What do we want people to feel? This question is mostly left up to you. What common emotion are you going to use to point people toward your own beliefs and their own beliefs? Is it humor? Is it sadness? Joy? Compassion? Once you establish this, you are on your way to beginning to answer the question, what do you want people to feel? I want to leave you with a tool that will help you convey whatever emotion you're going for. It's from a book called Communicate to Influence by Ben and Kelly Decker. It's a tool that's called the Sharps Method. This is how we can communicate a feeling by using this simple tool. SHARP stands for Story, Humor, Analogy, Reference, Picture, or Video. Do you want to use a story to convey your emotion? Do you want to use some sort of humor to convey what you want people to feel? Do you want to use an analogy, a reference, or a picture or video? All these things help you convey the feeling and the basis of the story-based marketing pyramid. It is what will make your brand or product stick That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us. We hope to see you again next week as we discuss the second question in our story-based marketing. See you next week.